Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
Monday morning, you show the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, then you fade.
Ah, yes, it is Earth Day. Did you miss it? It's Earth Day 2019. And so I start with a histrionic article from USA Today. The histrionic article of note, its headline is 99.999% chance humans are causing global warming and other science-based facts on climate change for Earth Day 2019. Climate change, keep in mind, this is supposed to be a straight news article, not an opinion piece. Climate change is real and increasingly a part of our daily lives. New research and studies out in just the past 6 months highlight the latest facts about the human-caused shift to our global weather systems and its effects on our planet. First among them, there's no longer any question that rising temperatures and increasingly chaotic weather are the work of humanity. There's a 99.999% chance that humans are the cause of global warming, a February study reported. Of course, it doesn't say where the study came from. That means we've reached the gold standard for certainty, a statistical measure typically used in particle physics. Here's the problem with all of this. Let's go to something here. Where is it now? Carbon dioxide, rising seas, death and destruction. Killing Americans and costing billions. This is like part four of the report. I had to go down a few paragraphs to get back to it. Under the heading in bolded letters, killing Americans, costing billions. Extreme weather events exacerbated in part by climate change have killed almost 250 Americans. And cost the nation $91 billion in 2018. 250 people killed by weather-related events in America. We're a nation of 325 million people, third largest population-wise on the planet, right? All right, so 325 million people, 250 people total died because of chaotic weather in America. Let's have some comparative analysis, shall we? Shall we? In Galveston, Texas, in September of 1900, a hurricane came ashore killing 8,000 people. The San Francisco earthquake of 1906 killed 3,500 people. A hurricane in 1928 in Florida, the great Okeechobee hurricane, that's before they named them, killed 3,000 people. The Johnstown, Pennsylvania flood of 1889 killed 2,300 people. A hurricane on October 1, 1893 killed more than 2,000 people in Louisiana. The Sea Islands hurricane in 1893, quite a year, 1893, killed 2,000 as well. The only storm in the top 10, in fact, for death and destruction, Hurricane Katrina killed 1,836 people, 2005. The rest of these events, the Great Hurricane of New England, 1938, the South Carolina hurricane, 1881, the tri-state tornado outbreak of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, 1925, killed 700 people. These are the top 10 natural disasters in American history for death and destruction. In fact, 2018 was the first year ever on record that not a single F4 or F5 tornado was recorded anywhere in America. Anywhere. This notion that somehow the weather's getting wilder and meaner and nastier isn't borne out by the statistical evidence. The deadliest decade for tornadoes that I have seen, the 1970s, in the first part of the 73-4-5, in my lifetime, by far the worst period for tornadoes. The 1950s, the worst period for hurricanes, except 1893 looks like it had a pretty rough year because August and October claiming, 5,000 Americans, give or take, died in the year 1893. Now, keep in mind, in 1893, how many people lived in America? I'd have to go back and look, but I would guess it might not have been 100 million. And this year, with 325 million, 250 people have been killed by weather. So this notion that somehow that we're just being slaughtered by the weather and we have 12 years to live and Chicken Little is right, run for the hills and hide. Panic now. Come on. You're smarter than that. A much bigger existential threat to the planet is not global warming. It's plastic. It's pollution. It's microplastic beads that destroy ecosystems. That's a real concern. Plastic bags that choke whales and kill them. That's a real concern. You know, they got rid of these six-pack containers for cans that used to kill ducks and other waterfowl. That was a real concern. These plastic bags that blow all over and create garbage heaps everywhere and a scum line in the ocean, that's a real concern. This notion that somehow the planet might warm by a degree or two in the next 100 years, not exactly going to wipe us out, because the ocean's been rising my entire life and yours. In fact, it's been rising since the end of the last ice age 10,000 years ago, give or take, which is why we have the Great Lakes in the first place, as you well know. Yes, there's global warming. Yes, it's real. But trust me, Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal aren't going to do a damn thing about it. And spending all of your tax money on far-fetched notions that somehow you can just set the thermostat on Mother Earth and it'll be all set and ready to go is ridiculously stupid, which is why when you ask people about what's important to them, when they go to vote, they will tell you all sorts of things. What they won't tell you is global warming. It won't even make the top 10. Why? Because a general rule, people are smarter than that. And they can figure things out for themselves. And by the way, today, Earth Day, it's going to be 75 degrees and gorgeous. The perfect day for a cookout. A couple of big old T-bone steaks from those flatulent cows. We'll show those cows. We'll eat them. That'll teach them. 52 after.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.